In less than a month, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and state lawmakers will get the chance to work together on the state budget. Cuomo's been touring the state to promote major issues he wants to include in the budget, like raising the minimum wage and creating a family leave policy. But as Karen DeWitt reports, so far, Cuomo has avoided speaking on one topic.
The governor does not address corruption reform.
The sounds you hear in Albany are the sounds of crickets,
says Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
The governor usually talks about it when pressed. The legislative leaders don't really like to talk about it. There have been no hearings. There have been no bill markups. The only thing that's out there, really, on the leadership side is the governor's budget package.
Governor Cuomo proposed significant ethics changes in his state budget, including strictly limiting outside income. But Cuomo only brings up ethics and corruption when asked by the media. He says there isn't room for the topic in a stump speech that he's been delivering in several stops across the state.
There's not a lot of continuity between $15 minimum wage campaign and ethics. It's kind of a hard transition. I want to talk to you about $15 minimum wage. Oh, and now I want to talk to you about limiting income for legislators.
Some in the legislature have been even less open to the changes Cuomo is proposing. Senate Republican leader John Flanagan says he's personally against the idea of limiting outside income.
I don't believe in a ban on outside income. Those are discussions that we will have in our conference. We've already started having.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says his house is working on serious ethics reforms to be released in the Assembly's One House budget proposals later in March. Cuomo insists that ethics reform still remains a priority for him. The results will be known on March 31st when the budget is due. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.